Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bava Batra, Daf Mem He Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, with our analysis of the clause in the Mishnah that Uman in lo chazaka, that an artisan has no chazaka. And to be very clear about this, what this means is that if an item was given to an artisan to work on, let's say wool for him to dye, or a vessel to repair or to make, and then he claims it's his because he had it for a certain amount of time or whatever, there is no chazaka there. Amar Rabba, lo shanu ela shemasar lo be'edim. We will see, and you can see this from the handout, that our entire focus will be about a caveat of Rabba challenging and ultimately refuting it, and then several things that are discussed tangentially as a result of that statement. Lo shanu ela shemasar lo be'edim. This is only true if the item was given to the artisan in the presence of edim. But if it was given to him discreetly without edim, because after all, the artisan, when the guy says, "Where's my wool?" he could say, "I don't have it. Never happened. You never gave it to me." And there's no witnesses to him giving it over. So then, when instead he claims, "Yes, you gave it to me, but I bought it from you," Mehiman, he's believed. That's the migo that Rabba presents. Amale Abaye. So Amaye, Rabba's talmid and nephew and adopted son, says to him, "Ihachi afilu be'edim nami." If that's the case, then even if you gave it to him be'edim, then it still should work, which, by the way, is impossible, because that means our Mishnah doesn't exist. Because to say uman ein lo chazaka, but if it's given to him shelo be'edim and be'edim, he does have a chazaka, means he always does have a chazaka. So Abai is clearly challenging him with a reductio argument. Afilu be'edim nami, mitoch she'achol amar lo hechzartiv lach, the uman could say, "I returned it to you." Instead he says, "I bought it from you, Mehemani, should be believed." So Amalei Rabba. Rabba answered back to Abaye, "You think that if somebody gives something to a shomer, and the uman here is presented as a shomer, he gives it to him in front of edim, he need not return it in the presence of edim?" Don't think that. If you give something to a mafkid in the presence of edim, he has to return it to you in the presence of edim. And therefore, since in the case that you're talking about, Abaye, when I gave the artisan the wool in the presence of edim, he doesn't have a migo of saying, "I gave it back to you," because we're the edim. And therefore, since he has no migo, therefore he has no chazaka. So now, Meitav Abaye. Abaye again challenges Rabba's caveat of saying that an uman does have a chazaka if he was given the item shelo be'edim, meaning that an uman's ability to have chazaka does exist in some cases. If you saw your slave working with another person, an uman, or you saw your garment in the hands of a launderer, in other words, you saw it where you did not expect it to be, and you said to him, "What's it doing there?" And he answers, "You sold it to me," says the laundryman. "You gave it to me as a gift." It's nothing. But if he says, and now the he here is a little confusing, "In my presence you told him to sell it or to give it as a gift," then vav kayamin. Then it works. Now, this is all parenthetical. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why in the second case he believed? Amarabba seifa b'yosei tachat yidei acher. In the seifa, it comes out of somebody else's hand. And I become arlei acher. And the third guy who now has it says, "B'fanai amarta lo lemochro litno matana." I was there when you told the laundryman to sell this item or to give it away. So mi go dibaya marlei minach zvante, because since he has a migo that he could say, "I bought it from you," so then when he says, "In my presence you told him to sell it," Rav Kayamin Umaheman, he's believed. But again, that whole second part is parenthetic. Ketani mihad reisha, in the reisha we learned, ra'ah, that if I see my garment in the laundryman's place, and I say, "What's it doing there?" So, hey chidami, what's the case? Idi ika edim, if there were edim that I gave it over, salam ali ra'ah, what do I need for me to see it to make the claim? I have edim that I gave it to him. So it must be that there were no edim. Neti edim v'nishko, let the edim come and I'll take it. Halav lake edim, this entire case must be that there were no edim to my handing it over. V'chi ra'ah mi'atofi slay, but if I see it, even though there were no edim, I can still grab it. Disproving Rabba's point that when an uman is given something shelo be'edim, he has a claim which is supported by his chazaka. Well, li'olam de'ika edim. Now, actually, we're talking about a case where I give it to him by Edim. This is Rabba's answer. V'hu d'ra'ah, and it's only if you see it there. But if not, and here's what's the undercurrent here, if not, then the Uman would have a claim of saying, I returned it to you, and so therefore, since he could claim that, when he says, I bought it from you, he's believed. But you, Rabba, are the one who said that if you give the Uman something in the presence of Edim, he has to return it by Edim. So Rabba said, I changed my mind. Now I believe, indeed, that if you give an Uman something in the presence of Edim, he doesn't have to return in the presence of Edim, and therefore he could say, I returned it to you. And there were no Edim. And since he didn't say that, instead said, he's believed. All right, we're not done. Metiv Rava l'siyue l'Rabba. Rava, by his colleague, brought a statement that, to support Rabba. Hanotein talitol uman. So you gave a garment to the uman to clean or to dye. Uman omer shtayim katzas l'li uman says that we made a deal that you would give me two zuzim, whatever it might be. V'alo omer lo katzas l'chad l'chad. And the balabayit says, no, I agreed to give you one. Calls much of the uman as long as the uman still holds onto the garment. Al balabayit avirayad. And the balabayit has to prove that it was only one. Netanalo, if the Uman gives it back, Bismano Nishbavanotel, if it's during the Zman, remember studied at the end of Bar Mitzvah what the Zman is, and that is, let's say he returns it at noon until the end of the day. Then Nishbavanotel, remember Sakhir is Nishbavanotel, which is rare. He takes a shvur of how much he's owed and collects it. So he'll take the oath that it's two and collect it. Avarzmano, but if it's after Shkia, and it's after that day, then the Uman is the one who has to prove that it was two, otherwise he'll only get one. Now, Hechidami, how does this case play out? Idiika Edim, if there are Edim that he handed it over, Lechze Edim, my comrade, just ask the Edim what they said, two or one? So, Elav the Leika Edim, it must be a case where there are no Edim. Uktani Uman Meheman, Migori Bayamar Lekuchai Biyadi. Now, this is how it plays out. We said that if the Uman is holding it, his claim of two is believed, and the Balabait has to pay him two. And why is that? We think it's because he has a Migo that he could say, I own it. And since I didn't say I own it, I admit that it's yours, but you owe me two, we believe him. Mehmanami Agri, so therefore we believe him also about the two. It's a new kind of Migo that we snuck in. So Rava is trying to support Rabba by interpreting the Braita this way. The answer is lo, li'olam deleika edim. It seems Abaye answers back. This is a case where there are no edim. V'hu delara, and it's a case where you didn't see it. After all, in this case, the item is not visible, and there are no edim. And so therefore you say to him, where is the thing that I owe you one, and the guy says, no, you owe me two. So here he has a migo that he could have said lahadam. He could have said, you never gave it to me, because you gave it to him shelo be'edim, and it's not visible. It's not in the store window. You don't see him with it. He could say, it never happened. There, everybody will agree that he has a migo and he's believed. Okay, right? Meitor of Nachmar Yitzchak. This is the death blow to Rabba's position. Uman ein lo chazaka. Our Mishnah says an Uman has no chazaka. So Uman hude ein lo chazaka, achay yesh lo chazaka. So that means that an Uman uniquely has no chazaka, but some other guy, meaning if you have a suit at the dry cleaners, he has no chazaka on it. You have a suit in my house, I have a chazaka. The parallel case, a non-Uman has a chazaka. So hey chidami, idi ika edim, if you gave it to either one of them, be edim, achay ma yesh lo chazaka, why would I have the chazaka? If you gave me your suit, I'm not a dry cleaner, you gave me your suit in the presence of edim saying, please watch it for me, why would I have a chazaka? It must be a case where he gave it without Edim. And our Mishnah says, Eino Chazaka. Tiyuvta the Rabba, Tiyuvta. That's it for Rabba. Which means that an Uman never has Chazaka, even in a case where he was originally given the item Shalom Be'edim, and his Migo doesn't work. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Nchalfalo Kelim B'Chelim B'Veita Uman. Let's say that you got back the wrong suit from the dry cleaner. You, literally, vessels were switched in the house of the artisan. You can use the switched item, meaning somebody else's item, until the fellow comes and claims it. We'll see why. Let's say you're in a house of mourning, or in a wedding, or in other words, some other communal place, and you took the wrong coat home, whatever. You're not allowed to use it. You have to hold it and wait till the other guy comes and takes it. You can't use it. So maishta reisha, maishta seifa. Again, why in the reisha can you, and the seifa you can't? Amarav, Haviyativna Kamida Khabibi, we're sitting in front of Rav Chiya. V'amarli b'chiyana damasui l'amar l'uman m'chorli taliti. And Rav Chiya explained, because a person will sometimes tell the dry cleaner or the dye or whatever it is, sell my garment for me. In other words, I'm giving it to you, clean it, and then sell it. Which means that what may have happened here is that the guy really intended to sell your talit. By accident, he had the wrong thing. And it came to me, but he gave it to me sort of as a loaner until he would get everything rectified. So in other words, I was really supposed to hold on to this thing. So now there's some caveats. Amar Rav Chiya b'Rabbi Rav Nachman l'shanu elohu. This only works if the uman is the one who gives it to you. Aval ishto uvanav lo. But not if the uman's wife or kids give it to you. Then we assume that they just made did the wrong one, and you have the wrong person's coat, and you should hold it but not use it till he comes to collect it. V'hu nami, even if the uman gives it to you, uman eladam arle talit stam. It's only if he says to you, take this garment. Aval talitcha lo. But if he says to you, take your garment, then you can't, because I love talit tadehu, because he thinks it's yours and it's not. Alright, so he was giving it to you because he thought he was returning the right garment. Alright, last piece here is an interesting narrative. Amale Abaye L'Rava. Abaye, who lives in Pumadita, tells his colleague, Rava, who lives in Machuza, to achvi l'achramai de Pumadita mayavdi. And you can see here Abaye is complaining a little bit about the artisans in Pumadita and the terrible stuff that they do. I'll show you what they do. Amale, if the Balabayit says to the Uman Havli Sarvaloi, give me my coat. As he says, Loyud Vaimirlam. I never got it. Then he says, I have witnesses that saw it in your house. That's a different one, looks like yours. So then the Baal Bayit says, look, let's bring it out and let's really compare and see if it's a different one. Forget it, I'm not going to bring it out. Indeed, I'm not going to bring it out. So this is Abaye's complaint. Amar Rava. Rava turns around and says, Shaper Kamerle. The Uman has every right to say that. Because Ra'atanya, the Braita, only says that the Uman has to give it up when you see it there. But when you claim you've got it, so imagine it from the flip side, not as necessarily deceptive people. A guy just walks up to an Uman and says, where's my coat? He says, I don't know who you are. I never saw your coat. He says, I have witnesses who saw that coat there. He says, that's a different coat. So let's see it. I'm not going to show you the coat. It's a very reasonable response from the other perspective, and that's how Rav answers. Now, Amar Rav Ashi, v'chokim mashvilei Rav. Rav Ashi says, but if the balabayit is sharp, he will trick the guy into showing him the coat, so then he'll be ra'a, and then he'll be able to take it from him. He'll say, I know why you grabbed this coat. Because I owe you money. And you're holding it as a security. So now, if the artisan's really a devious guy, he thinks, oh, this guy's admitting he owes me money. I'm going to get something from him. Let's take it out and appraise it. I'll pay you what I owe you, and I'll take my coat back. In other words, bring it out and we'll appraise it. But the student came back to Rav Ashi and said that if the artisan is really sharp, he has a comeback. Because he knows he's being tricked, he could say, "Matzi amale lo tzarich lo shuvi didach." We don't need to estimate it again. People earlier did an assessment on an appraisal on it. We already have the appraisal, we have the value, and the value is exactly what you owe me, and I'm going to hold on to the coat. And so at that point, he has sort of admitted that he's got the other fellow's coat, but the other fellow's admitted that he has a debt. And so that's going to be the end of the coat for this fellow. Okay, in the meantime, we'll pause here and pick it up at our analysis of Narisa and Lo Chazaka, the next piece in the Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.